Burden to E.G. White, May 7, 1905. B. 9705. Glendale, California, May 7, 1905. Mrs. E.G. White, Washington. Dear Sister White, while on the train at Los Angeles, we spoke to you of a property for sale near Redlands, which seemed to be well adapted for sanitarium purposes. I asked those with you to call your attention to it as the train passed the place. I am sending you a little pamphlet that contains a few views and a brief description of this property. But words and pictures can but faintly describe its beauty. It is simply ideal and grand for a sanitarium. The buildings are in excellent condition, well furnished, heated with steam heat, and lighted with electricity. Everything is complete to begin business at once. The main building has 64 rooms, and there are 4 cottages having 4 rooms each, with bath and toilet. 3 of these cottages have 4 porches each, with broad windows, so that beds can be wheeled right out on the porch, and patients can sleep in the open air. There is another beautiful building, a 2-story cottage of 9 rooms, with bath and toilet. Another building, which has been used as a recreation pavilion and has 4 nice rooms, would make a fine gymnasium and chapel. There are barns and sheds and a house for the workmen. There are 10 acres of good bearing orange orchard, 15 acres of alfalfa, 8 acres of apricots, plums, and almonds. The rest of the grounds are beautifully laid out in lawns, drives, and walks, there being more than a mile of cement walk. The principal buildings are on a beautiful knoll about 125 feet above the valley. The main building is surrounded with pepperwood trees from 30 to 40 feet high. There are 5 horses, 4 cows, 150 chickens, 35 turkeys, some hogs, farm implements, buggies, carriages, and wagons. The place has an ample supply of water from the mountains, an artesian well, which has a good pumping plant, yields an abundance of water. If for any reason the mountain water should fail, the water is piped all over the 76 acres. The place cost the present owners about $150,000. They have tried to run it as a tourist hotel, but it was a failure and they lost money, so it was closed the 1st of April. The stockholders are financially embarrassed and have ordered the property sold for $40,000. The furnishings alone in the buildings cost $12,000. And have been used for only about 2.5 years. A number of us went to see the place today, and we were deeply impressed that this is the place which the Lord has shown you, near Redlands and Riverside, in which sanitarium work should be carried on. It is 4 miles from Redlands. The question is, what shall we do? We must act at once, for the company is anxious to sell, and there are others who want it. I know a number of brethren and sisters who have means that ought to be helping the cause. Some of them, I am sure, are watching for an opportunity to put it where they feel that it would be safe and at the same time be advancing the work of the Lord. 2 brethren have told me that they would have about $5,000 each. I know of a number of others that have means whom I shall see in reference to the matter. We do not wish to move hastily, and we should like to hear from you and the brethren at Washington who have gone from this field, as to how you and they feel about the matter. I wish that if it is at all possible, you would take the matter up in council with them and have them wire us. I do not know how long we can hold the offer open, but we'll try to do so until we hear from you. I think that those here who are considering the matter feel such a strong conviction that we should have the place that they will pay down a deposit, even if we lose it, rather than let the property pass out of our hands before we can hear from the brethren in Washington. How I wish that you could have stopped off and seen the property while on your way to conference. But it may be that you can return this way and see it then. I hope that you can send us some counsel as soon as you receive this letter. Wishing you much of the blessing of the Lord in the conference, I am, yours in the work. Signed, Burden.